Section 4. You will hear a psychology student delivering a presentation about the research she is currently conducting on expertise in creative writing. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to present the summary of work I've done now on my research project, looking into expertise in creative writing. More importantly, I'm going to share with you the procedure I underwent to collect my interim findings. First, I think you should all know something about my relevant background information. Before I started my current degree course in cognitive psychology, I studied English literature, and, as you can imagine, this meant I spent a great deal of time thinking about the notion of creativity and what makes people develop into successful writers. However, the idea for this research project resulted from a very specific course. I became fascinated with the idea of what makes an expert creative writer. When I read a well-known 20th century writer's autobiography, I won't say which one at this stage, because I think that might prejudice your interpretation. Anyway, this got me thinking about the different routes to expertise. Specifically, I wondered why some people become experts at things while others fail to do so, in spite of the fact that they may become equally gifted and work equally hard. I started to read about how other researchers had explored similar questions in other fields. I began to see a pattern that those studies which involved lab research were too controlled for my purpose, and I decided to avoid reading them. I was quite surprised to find that the clearest guidance for my topic came from investigations into what I call practical skills, such as hairdressing or waiting on tables. Most of these studies tended to use a similar set of procedures, which I eventually adopted for my own project. I'll now explain what these procedures were. I decided to compare what inexperienced writers do with what experienced writers do. In order to investigate this, I looked for four people whom I regarded as real novelists in this field, which proved easy, perhaps unsurprisingly. It proved much harder to locate people with suitably extensive experience who were willing to take part in my study. I asked the first four to do an SAT writing task, and as they wrote, to talk into a tape recorder, a technique known as think aloud. This was in order to get experimental data. Whilst they were doing this, a research assistant recorded them with video. I thought it might be helpful for me and my transcriptions later on. I then asked four experienced writers to do exactly the same task. After this, I made a comparison between the two sets of data, and this helped me to produce a framework for analysis. In particular, I identified five major stages which all creative writing seemed to go through when generating the genre text. I think it was fairly effective, but still needed some work, so I intended to tighten this up later for use with subsequent data sets. And then I wanted to see whether experienced writers were actually producing the better pieces of writing. So I asked an editor, an expert in reviewing creative writing, to decide which were the best pieces of evaluations. I was then able to work out which sequence of the five stages seemed to lead to the best writing. Now, my findings are by no means conclusive at this point. I still have a long way to go, but if any of you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you will now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.